joins me on the phone. How's it going today, Angus?
Oh, it's going great, Tyler. Thanks for asking.
That is good. So you're going to be releasing a song from your debut album called Angel. The song is called It's About Time. You want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Yes. Okay. This is one of the songs that was written probably in my early years as a songwriter, maybe early 2000s. And yeah, it was a story basically about meeting the love of your life and, you know, acting like a kid around them, you know, the way they make you feel, all those emotions that go through, you know, the puppy love, I guess, in a sense. And then also the transition between young love and mature and older love, I guess, growing in the relationship. And it's kind of like a all across the timeline. Basically, love is the theme of that whole song. So it fit well, you know, with the Christmas season kind of near, and you know, I felt it would be a good intro or a good you know, insert into the radio community for that song
too. Yeah, of course, Christmas time, you always want to have somebody locked up so you can sit around the fireplace with. And then, I mean, almost right after that, you got Valentine's Day after, so it's a good time for this song to be coming out.
Oh yeah, definitely. And like, the lyrics themselves basically tell the story. If you know, you get pretty shy around that special somebody, you know, they'll be able to kind of seal the deal for you, so to speak.
And some other chatter that I've heard, you got a new album possibly in the works. When do you think that's going to be coming out?
Yeah, the follow-up album is actually, I was basically slating for early 2019, but I'm actually thinking about releasing the first single probably around Valentine's Day, actually, you know, just to basically highlight the upcoming album. Then I'm hoping by maybe March releasing the second full-length album, you know, to be able to be to public basically, and basically culminate some new material that I've been working on lately. So I'm really excited about that one. I mean, this debut album was basically, you know, baby steps and learning the ropes and learning the processes and such. And I feel a lot more confident, and I, you know, have a good feeling about this upcoming album. So pretty excited about it.
So what were the differences? You said your first album was just kind of learning everything, and now that you've done it once, you're ready to move on to the second one. What are the differences? What did you learn from your first album?
What I learned from the first album is, well, a number of things, actually. And this advice, you know, could be shared to any musician who's interested or who's just upcoming to, you know, and they want that knowledge base to be able to, you know, call upon. How do I do this? What happens if I do this or what have you? I'd be able to kind of help them with through my experience. But what I've learned from the first album to this new album is basically the establishment of, say, networking. Networking is key. And also being, you know, not being too pushy, but just respecting the processes and such. That's what I found out as well, because I'm kind of an eager, ambitious person by nature. And, you know, there were times where I felt, you know, okay, maybe I'm being a little bit too much. But sometimes that actually helps, and that, yeah, I'm able to basically build on the networks that I have created. And the processes that I followed, you know, with the debut album, I'm able to kind of, you know, remember exactly the processes that I followed to be able to, you know, it'll be a lot quicker, and I've improved, I'll just say, because there's certain things that I didn't do that I will do actually moving forward, so.
Yeah, this isn't your first rodeo anymore.
Yes, exactly. So establishing myself as a professional musician has been one of my goals, and I think I'm well on my way to doing that as well. So,
all right. Is there anything else you want to say about this new album?
About the new album, other than the fact that, you know, I'm pretty excited about it. I'll probably be, you know, expanding or establishing and nurturing my online presence a bit more. And basically getting my word out there with the possibility of actually touring, like getting out there promoting my debut album as well as the upcoming album. So, you know, I'll have my website up and happening here as well coming up. But the one thing I also wanted to mention, and I wanted to give a huge shout out to the listening base of NBC for their and your staff as well, you guys as well, for the overwhelming support of my first single, Tension, off of my debut album, Angel. It actually garnered a number three spot on the Indigenous Music Countdown out of NCIFM. So a huge shout out. I could not thank you guys, you know, anymore. Like, I'm very grateful for the abundance of support that I received from my, you know, my home area and the NBC community as well. So big thank you to you guys.
Hey, no problem. We love great music, and that's what you're giving us.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much.
All right. So looking forward to your new album coming up next year. Here's a release from his debut album, Angel. This one, new single called It's About Time.